Okay, today, Bezos, we're continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Chulin, and we are up to parak of Mishnah Beis. Hashochiv nimsa treifav. Some shechted a chay or an oaf, and it turned out to be a treifav. Hashochiv avod zara, or he shechted for avod zara. Hashochiv chulin befnim, or he shechted chulin in the azara. Vekachim b'chutz, or he shechted kachim outside of the azara. Chayav oaf an eskalim, or he shechted a chay or an oaf that needs to be stoned because it killed a person. Rameir mechayav. Rameir says you still chayav in kisei adam v'chum potr, and v'chum say you potr in kisei adam. Meaning, do you need a shechita ruia in order to be chayav? But if you shechted and it became a nevela or hanocher, you kill the animal by ripping out its nostrils to down to its throat, or you tear out its windpipe or its whatever. So then you're patur from kisei adam because that is for sure not a shechita. Mishnah Gimel, if you have a chereshot of a katan, a deaf mute person or a deranged person or a child that shechts and other people watch them and see that the shechita was done correctly, chayev lechasos. Then you got to do kisei adam. But if they shecht on their own, patur milchasos, and you're patur from kisei adam. V'chein l'inyan osav espino. The same is true when it comes to osav espino. Sheshachtu v'achirim ronosan. If shechir shetu v'katan shechts, and other people are watching them, asu l'shchot achareim. You're not allowed to shecht the mother or the child of that animal that day. It's going to be a violation of osav espino. Be'non l'venatzman. If they shecht the animal privately and no one watches them. So then Rameir Matu Lishkot Achrein. Rameir says, you'll let a shech the generation above or the generation below that day. V'cham Mosum L'cham say you're not, because maybe they did a kosher shechita. Umodim Shem Shachat Shein Usofik Eser Bam. But certainly, you're not going to give Malkus over it, because we cannot know that the previous shechita was a kosher shechita. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Beis, we said that when it comes to a shechita Shein Ru'uya, it's a machlokas with the Chayiv and Kisei Adam, but if it's Mam Shein Ru'uya, where it became an Avela, you just ripped out the pipes, he didn't even do a shechita at all, then for sure it's not chayiv in kisei adam. And then in Mishnah Gimel we said that a chereshot of a katan that shecht with other people watching and seeing that they did it correctly is mechayiv in kisei adam. If no one was watching, so it's patur from kisei adam. And when it comes to osav espino, the same thing. If someone watched the chereshot of a katan shecht, so then you're not allowed to shecht the generation above or below it that day. But if they did it privately, so then it's a machlokas. Rameir says you are allowed to shecht the generation above the below. The Chacham say you're not allowed to, but certainly you're not going to get malkus if you do, because we cannot know that it was a properly done shechita. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet.